a good club. They had good owners. I still think the owner's the same guy from my period there. He does invest quite heavily for that level of football, and it's a good facilities, a good club. I think that they're top of their division this year, so it's going to be a tough tie for Crawley. They've done very well over the years. As I say, it'll be a tough place to go. They do get a reasonable support. They do give their teams, you know, some good backing, and they're certainly high on confidence. I think they're flying high at the top of their division, so they'll be looking to get back into the conference. They're having a very good season.
Crawley, you may know, have lost four in a row. What's it like when confidence is a bit low and you go to the non-league? I know you and Steve did it a lot, especially, you know, the Manchester United cut round. You were at Guiseley, and I know that.
Well, it's the other side of the coin, isn't it? You know, we were very fortunate to be part of some great giant killing ties, but the boot's certainly under the other foot for Crawley. The first goal was obviously vitally important. If Hensford could get that, then it could be a very interesting afternoon. But obviously, if Crawley could get that first goal, settle the nerves a little bit, and get those negative feelings out of their brains, then that will be all important. But that's what the FA Cup's all about. You know, it's you know, these games are what it's all about. As I say, we had a good history of you know, the boot being on the other foot and being the giant killers. So it makes for an interesting afternoon.
And you and Steve, when you were at Crawley, you seemed very good at juggling the two competitions. I mean, Crawley obviously highly achieving, some would say, in League One, you know, perhaps overachieving. And you know, does Richie want to balance two things like this? You and Steve seem to manage it most of the time.
Yeah, it's an old cliche, Tim. It's take every game as it comes, isn't it? And it'll be a welcome relief, you know, from the league form. But as I say, they're going well. They're mid table in League One, and you know, I'm not really sure of the aspirations for the club, you know, in this period. But as I say, they'll still want to do very well in the cup. But it's like anything else. The bread and butter is obviously the league form. You know, a little bit disappointed at the moment, but I'm sure they'll pick up. They've got some good players. They've got a good squad there. And as I say, it'll be a welcome relief to hopefully get a win in the cup.
And finally, obviously, you set the benchmark in the FA Cup with Steve Evans. I mean, Hensford had this great run, didn't they? Famously in 97, reaching the fourth round. Does that hang around that club's neck a little bit, do you think? Are they always trying to relive that?
Yeah, there's, you know, it's about, you know, traditions of the football club. It's what supporters talk about. I'm sure people still talk down in Crawley about, you know, our great cup ties, your Bristol Cities, your Hull, your Derbies, your Manchester United, obviously. So, you know, that's all part of the tradition of the club, and you know, they're memories that they can't take away from supporters. And I'm sure the Hensford supporters will be looking forward to hopefully put one over on Crawley and add to that tradition.